Parshas Vayechi, the Torah tells us in the first source, Bereishis Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Yud, Ve'ena Yisrael Kavdu Mizoken Lo Yuchal Liros Vayageish Osom Eila Vayishakol Vayichavek Lehem. This is when Yosef is visiting his father Yaakov towards the end of Yaakov's life, and he brings his children before him. The Torah tells us that the Yaakov, also called Yisrael in this pasuk, his eyes were heavy, so to speak, because of his old age, Lo Yuchal Liros, and he couldn't see. So it seems that at the end of his life, Yaakov became blind, which his father also did. In fact, in Parshas told us, the Torah tells that Yitzhak was also unable to see. They're not stable. Yitzhak also wasn't able to see. Also, it's unusual terminology. Why does it say the Eina Yisrael Kovdu Mizoken?
Oh, then
heavy.
We have cataract.
Yeah. Right, that's what probably was. Right, the Kovdu is kind of a cataract. That was heavy. Well, like by Yitzhak, it also says Vatichena Einovner, became blurry and so on. Whatever it is, he couldn't see. So I wanted to use this as an opportunity to discuss some of the dinim relating to somebody who's blind, someone who's unable to see, in terms of the Chiyuv of Mitzvah. So the point of view of the doctor, the point of departure, rather, is the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Zayin Amar Aleph, which is in the second of the sources. Tanya Idach Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma Ein Lo Boshes. The issue there is when somebody causes damage. So when you cause somebody physical damage, you have to pay certain things, Daladorim, plus the Nezek, Nezek Tzar, Ritva, Shevis, and Boshes. So there are different dinim as to certain circumstances, one or more of them don't have to be paid. That's the background. But what's relevant to us is there's a chain heart of Yehuda Potro Mikol Mitzvah Samuras Batorah. Yehuda Pater, Yehuda exempted a blind person from all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. Okay, a Suma means a blind person is exempt from all mitzvahs of the Torah.
Boshes means that he's not...
That's okay, right. Because that's right.
But the opposite is that he is not obligated.
Right, right. But that's the issue of the sugya there, but that's not our issue now. It's not the Moshe's issue, but rather the statement of Yehuda that he's putter from a comet to the Moshe's Batar. My time of the Yehuda. What's Yehuda's reasoning for this? He quotes a pasuk, Amar Korva, Eile HaMitzos HaChukim HaMishpatim. Torah list lumps together mitzvahs, chukim, mishpatim, and that pasuk, other psukim, and the Gemara has a drosha, Yehuda has a drosha, Koshi Yeshno Mishpatim, Yeshno B'mitzvahs HaChukim. Koshi Eino Mishpatim, Eino Mitzvahs HaChukim, B'mitzvahs In other words, these tashlumen, these damages you pay if you cause somebody physical harm, that you have to pay for the doctor bills or for whatever else, so that's in the category of mishpatim, the laws that relate between people in terms of what I call civil law, damages, torts, that kind of thing. So the Gemara draws, and since a suma is exempt from certain of those requirements, and since the Torah links the other mitzvahs of Eila, HaMitzvahs, Achukah, Mishpat, and link them all together. So some of these categories don't apply to you, then none of them do. So since Mishpatim don't fully apply to a Summa, neither do Mitzvahs and Chukim. That's the position of Yehuda, and therefore a Summa is Potter, according to Yehuda, we call Mitzvahs almost Potara. Then the Gemara has the famous statement, Amar of Yosef, and Rav Yosef was a blind person. Rav Yosef was blind. The two great Amoraim were blind, Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes. Others also, the other ones who identified, always Amar of Yosef, Meresh Havamina. Originally I used to think, Man the Amar Halacha of Yehuda, if someone will come and tell me that the Halacha is like Rav Yehuda, the Amar Summa Potam and Mitzvahs, who says that a Summa is Potam and Mitzvahs, Kavdina Yom Tavla Rabbanan. I'll make a party, I'll make a Kiddush to the rabbis. I'll be so excited, I'm going to sponsor a Kiddush. And if someone will tell me that the Halacha is like Yehuda, that Summa, like myself, is Potam, I'll make a Kiddush. My time of wise, the law of Mafkidina, the Kavdina Mitzvahs, because I'm not really chayav, I would not then really be chayav to do Mitzvahs, but I do them anyway. In other words, I get such a schar that I'm not obligated to. Most people do Mitzvahs, they're obligated to do Mitzvahs. I, says Rav Yosef, will be on a higher level in the sense that I do Mitzvahs without being commanded to do them, and therefore I'd love to hear that the halacha is like a Yehuda. However, then he continues, and he says, Rahasa the Shamis Lord of Chanina, but once I learned the teaching of Rav Chanina, Domer of Chanina, the famous statement, God on the two of somebody who is commanded to do a mitzvah and does it is not actually on a higher level. It's somewhat counterintuitive, and there are many reasons. Tosfos and others talk about it, but that's not for tonight. But the rule is that God la mitzvah also somebody who's commanded to do mitzvahs and does it is on a higher level and gets greater reward than somebody who does something as a volunteer is not commanded to do it. God la mitzvah also mimishen mitzvah also. Then I thought the opposite, says Yosef. Man da amali ain alocha kabbihuda. I'm hoping someone comes and tells me the alocha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. that I'm in fact chayav in mitzvahs. Avdina yamatav rabbanan. Then I'll make a kiddush through the rabbis. Why? My time in the chimuch kedina is le'agri trade, because I realize if I'm commanded, I have a greater reward. Fine. So you see from this gemara though, is that shikta Rabbi Yehuda is that a suma is potter in the mitzvahs in the Torah. So Tosus raised that kasha. The next Tosus, next the source rather, Tosus dimaslo b'chein. I Rabbi Yehuda the second one of that dimar maslo. Tosus says the following: Tema. Hotan the Parakah Karis and Megillah. He refers to the more Megillah Daf Chav Dalam and Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kosel or Omer Meoros Miyamud Lo Yifros Al Shema. Somebody who doesn't see and never saw any light, does not is blind. In other words, shouldn't be Paris Al Shema. Now, for our purposes tonight, what Paris Al Shema means shouldn't be the Chazan for Baruch Hu and the beginning of the Birchas Kriya Shema. There's a whole tumult with Paris Al Shema means not for right now, but for our purposes that's sufficient. You shouldn't be the Chazan. Why? Because the first bracha after Baruch Hu is Yotzer Or Baruch Hoshech and ends Yotzer Amoros and talks about the lights and so on, the luminaries. He doesn't see anything, so he's not shaykh to that bracha. Good. And then the Gemara discusses what if he used to see it, now he doesn't see. Anyway, says Tosus a very simple kasha. He says, why does the Gemara have to go out of his way to say he shouldn't be a chazan? Once you said in our Gemara, he's potter mekala mitzvah, he can't be the chazan. What sounds over there in that Gemara Megillah like a special situation, a special rule, because that bracha talks about moros and a blind person doesn't see, so he can't be multi people in that bracha. Sounds like it's more of an exception, a special situation. Yet says Tosus, if our Gemara just said according to the Shita Yehuda, you potter mekala, and it's the same speaker. That's the point. The same speaker. Same Rabbi Yehuda, okay? It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. So if Rabbi Yehuda says over here you're potter all the mitzvahs, so what does he have to tell us over there? You shouldn't say the bracha of Yotzer Ma'oros and so on to be motzi the tzibur. So Tosfos goes on to say, Yerushalmi might be talking with somebody who can see, but he's in a place where he grew up in a dungeon somewhere dark, whatever the case is. Anyway, but in our Gemara it doesn't work like that. What's Nogele Nyanenu? What Tosfos says again on the source sheet, about six lines down, it says Venira towards the end. The Chiddush of Tosfos is the Afal Gav, the Potter of Yehuda Suma Mikol Amitzus, Mikol Melko Midrabanan Chayev. Okay, the Tosfos qualifies this and says that which Yehuda says Suma is Potter of Amitzus means at the Raisa level. Midrabanan Avada Suma has to keep all the Mitzus. Therefore, Yehuda has to say, but this opportunity to be the Chazan to say Yotzamar is that he doesn't say. But Lamaisa, the point of Tosfos is that's the key line that Mir the Afal Gav, the Potter of Yehuda Suma Mikol Amitzus, Melko Midrabanan Chayev. Okay, and he says the following, even though we find, you might think, why would the Rabbanan be Mechayev the person? So Tosfos is going to say, after all, there are women are potter from certain mitzvahs, Rabbanan aren't Mechayev them. Those mitzvahs which women are potter from, Rabbanan aren't Mechayev them. So he says, no, because the Afagav, the Isha Mifter mitzvahs, Haseh, on Gramma, below Mechayev them from the Rabbanan, Mishum Shiesh mitzvahs harbor, Mechayev is too, because a woman, even without adding on the Rabbanan for those mitzvahs they're potter, they have many mitzvahs they are Chayev from. They're not that many mitzvahs, Haseh, on Gramma. Women are Chayev in many mitzvahs, but says Tosfos, Abu Suma, he patches playing the call mitzvah for the rabbanon. In Cain, Havelay, come on, Nochri, say no, but Torah is all clout. So Tosfos, we're not going to be mechayev. Says, what's the difference between him and a goy? You won't have any mitzvahs. So therefore, the rabbanon wants to say the guy is a Jew. So therefore, he has to manifest in some ways with the woman. You don't have to be mechayev them in those mitzvahs they're potter from, because even without that, they're chayev in plenty of other mitzvahs anyways. But if we're going to say that the Suma is potter in the call mitzvahs, so then mamish that's the lashon of Tosfos is come on, Havelay, come on, Nochri, say no, but Torah is all clout. Okay, so therefore they were chayav midrabanan, and that's how it works out the sugya. The next source I printed the same thing really tells.
It doesn't take away the question.
Yeah, why the Torah patter?
Right.
Okay, good. We'll see. We may have a different view, but that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says more or less the same thing in Megillah, the next source, on that daftaf chaf dalam aleph. It says phrase a little differently, it has the same idea. Kosher, the Rabbi Yehuda is the very same Rabbi Yehuda, Duamar Perka Cholo, that's the one by Rakamadav Pezain. Suma Pot Mikala Mitzvahs, in Cain, the Ira Hakka Besuma, Filo Omar Asmin Nistam Nami. So if that's here, so what do you have to single out this special rule here? Same thing. So he quotes Yerushalmi, he mentions, but look at the Od Yeshlom on the third line of source number four. Again, that's the Tosa in Megillah, Choptah, and Abdim Raskol Misha Larod. The Od Yeshlom, the Myri Shaper Besuma, the Hod, the Batin, the Hosom, Suma, Hadam, and Atorah, Abd Abana, Mir Chayev, Afil, and Istam, to know it. Mikol makom chayv, or even became blind later. Mikol makom chayv, who with Rabbanan shelo yehi kenochri lo yehi noig bo das yehudi klal. Okay, though we shouldn't leave the guy mamish like a goy who's not going to keep any of the Jewish religion at all. And he can say the same thing, but it's not the same as women, because women have to keep other mitzvahs anyway. That's the same thing that Tosfos says in both places. Similarly, the ritva in kiddushin. Next source.
So you said if Chasram, a child is born blind.
Mm-hmm.
Only
well, that may relate to a further question. Whose mitzvah is the mitzvah? Is the father's mitzvah and the child? Is the child's mitzvah? We're going to have to deal with that. I mean, the whole sugya is hard to imagine.
has impact as far as when you do the bris.
Right, so I wasn't thinking so much about bris. I think it's one of my, I think my third child bris, I talked about that child, whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah on the father. I don't remember, I have to look up where that issue came up with this one. It's a good point, a good art. But the klal, yeah. Right,
and back to the first question, what's Rabbi Yossi concerned about? Because even if the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda,
yeah, he's still chayav darabanan anyway.
No, oh. Even if I was thinking about something else. No, mm-hmm. Even if chayav darabanan, you know, the Mishnah says that the whole idea of doing mitzvah lo lekabel pras.
Okay, that's a different. Why was he so worried about the reward? Different kasha.
So then, that in itself is a reward that he doesn't do it for the reward.
Right, right.
And he's not mitzvah. It's really a higher level than
right,
the other one.
Right, that's a different issue. Let's go through some of the makars. That's a good question. Okay, let's see. So the ritva in his kedusha on kedushin, the next source is kedusha lamed alvan alvan duras for kevan. So here, basically, I don't know if we have the whole source quoted here, but basically the ritva, it's not on the page the whole thing, but the point is the ritva also agrees with Tosas that the whole sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is only on the derisa a little bit, the rabban and your chayv. However, we should stress, and that's the next source more important for this, the ritva agrees with Tosas. I just put it in because it's a companion sheet, but the Rashba disagrees. Take a look at the Rashba and that sugin baba kama. Source on his page, Rashba says, "Chena ruda poltri kol mitzvah mos v'tar by dying kosher itzas." She ilu sumu Rabbi Yehuda chayv mitzvah rabbanon. Okay, he has a different angle. He says, "Wait a minute. If Tosus is right, if the Ritva is right, right? I mean, Rashba is not quoting Ritva, but if Tosus is right, and that position is correct, that which Rabbi Yehuda patters a blind person mitzvah is only the rise of the rabbanon chayv." So he said, "Then mi amai kamer Rabbi Yosef dana lo mafkidna vevidna hal karchel avin mafkid rabbanon." So wait a second. He said, "Well, Rabbi Yosef, I thought that's what you were asking." He said, "Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef says, oh, I hope I find out that the halacha." Originally said, "I hope I find out the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, because then I'm Rabbi Yehuda, because then I'm potter and I'm doing the mitzvahs anyway." Big deal, you're chayv d'rabbanan. Right? Like anybody else who's chayv any other mitzvah d'rabbanan. We have to say, oh, I hope this turns out to be a mitzvah d'rabbanan because then I get extra credit. What do you mean? We keep all the d'rabbanan. So what's Rabbi Yosef's big rabbus? He'll say, oh, if I find out the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, then I'll be very excited because I'm doing the mitzvahs of volunteer. According to what Tosa, no, you're not. You're doing it because the rabbanan rechayv you. So rabbanan rechayv you, and these mitzvahs, rabbanan rechayv a lot of other people and other mitzvahs too. What's the big thing of Rabbi Yosef? So therefore, and you chayv because of losar. So he says, Elanira, Rabbi Yehuda poter legamre mikol hamitzvahs afilim with rabbanan. Rashba therefore concludes that which Rabbi Yehuda says assumes poter for mitzvahs means he's poter legamre adaraisa the rabbanan just umemidas chasidus bulvad chayv. V'hayin of Rabbi Yosef, midas chasidus, the guy wants to be exceptionally pious, that's what Yosef is doing. But in terms of the Echiv, not the Raisa, not the Rabbanan. So holds the Rashba. So I just want to show you, there is such a sheet.
Right.
At that point, and the truth of the matter is you have to look and see the Rashba if he deals with elsewhere. But there he's not dealing with that. Okay, we'll see, others may have a different perspective that may answer the question. Now, why would Rashba hold this? Sounds a little strange.
Yeah. It boils down to understand what does it mean the Gadol Mitzvah of Mishnah on the Sefer.
What is the Gadol?
It's contraintuitive.
Right, right.
If somebody does it, so the I don't know, some Hasidic is that Shluchos al Adam Kmoto.
Right.
And if you are Mitzvah, then you are a Shaliach. Then you are empowered by the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now you have much more ability.
Right. Okay. All right. Now, why would somebody that's stunning? I mean, haven't you said it before? I mean, it's no chiyuv of bris or raisa. No, I mean, the Rashba is saying it's potter and mitzvah. Totally, not even the question is even strong according to Rashba. It's going to be chiyuv at all.
Right.
So why should it be? So I'm not sure what if this is the Rashba's reason, but the fact is there is a statement in the Gemara. We have it printed at source number 7. The Gemara in the Darim, Samach Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara in the Darim says, Tanya Arba Chashuvin Kemes. There are four people, at least from a certain perspective, are considered not to be alive, like they're dead in certain ways. And who are they? Ani, Umitzora, Vesuma, Umishain Lobanim. And the Gemara quotes Tzukin for each one of them. Okay, and Ani quotes this passage one time. By Asuma it says, Machshakim Hoshivan Kemes, Olam Pasuk Neichat. Okay, so maybe you see from that Gemara a little bit that from some perspective, Asuma is lacking, and maybe he's part of a mitzvah because he's not considered fully, maybe he doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael, the full, yeah.
Is there any problem in that?
No, that's an interesting question. Okay. Now it's interesting. I thought of that. So in the there's a sefer from Moshe Feinstein called Dibros Moshe. Moshe Feinstein was more well known to the Igros Moshe, which was Tshuvas. I think he felt his more important contribution was the Dibros Moshe, which is his Shiurim and his Lundus. So, and Maseches Kiddushin in Simon Mem Hey, it's not on the sheets. I have it here. In Simon Mem Hey and Anav Gimel. Moshe mentions this point, he refers to this Gemara. Okay, he doesn't explain why your kasha remains a good kasha, but Moshe says, you know, what's the actually stop making, what is the reason he's potter? Is it found that the Torah was sort of making on him? Afsha ein bo chisaron kedusha, even though there's nothing in terms of his kedusha, it's different. Oh, shagora ve ein bo kedusha kechol Yisrael. But Moshe Feinstein writes, maybe the din is that if for some reason Suma's kedusha is on a different level, mitam the nechshav kemes, like this Gemara in the Dorin. It doesn't have the same kedushas achayim that mandates mitzvahs, and he says your point without explaining. But after sha'arach hashum kemes can go mitzorach chayim mitzvahs, even though the other three are chayim mitzvahs mikol mokum asuma patsam. Okay, I mean he doesn't explain it, but he does at least he mentions it. Yeah.
From the kukim and mishpatim by the others.
That's true. Although that okay, maybe that's a good point. Maybe that's the other Gemara. Good.
But how okay. Do you know the halacha if Rabbi Yosef
okay, we'll get that too. We'll get that too. Good. Okay, now, so far we have machlokes. We've shown them what does it mean that you're sumas potter mitzvahs. I mean, mamish, you're potter even drabonon, the rice drabonon, everything, or at least you're chayav drabonon. So Tosus, we said before, the Tosus both in Baba Kama and in Megillah, both places Tosus said the only chayav, the only tour is the rice, or the drabonon you're chayav. However, in Kiddushin, where the sugi also appears, Laman Aleph and Aleph, that's what we had there before, in Kiddushin, the Tosus says the following. An interesting thing. It says, Mikan medaktek rabenutam, the notion of orchos al mitzvahs aseish hazman groma. Famous question, famous machlokas. We know that women are exempt from time-bound mitzvahs, whatever the reason. Now, women are exempt. Can women volunteer to do those mitzvahs if they want to? Yes. Do they make a bracha? That's very not so clear. That's a machlokas Rishonim. Can a woman make a bracha? Can a woman wave the lulav and esrog or sit in the sukkah or whatever else and make a bracha? Because after all, you could argue from one perspective, how do you say asher kiddushonim until sal vitzivonu when they weren't commanded? That's true. A birchas hamitzvah always has that phrase, asher kiddushonim until sal vitzivonu. Right? And indeed, the position of the Rambam is they can't. And the Sephardi women, I think Ariyama said, if they'll sit in the sukkah, they'll wave the lulav, they will not make a bracha based on Rambam. However, I've been a town here in this Tosus says, no, the women can make a bracha and say, well, afagav the pturus legamri. Okay, even though they're completely potter. Well, how do we know that? He says, Mikol, right? He quotes the Lord, totally potter. Mikol mokum, Mikol sein levorach. Why? The ain't kam mishum will see so small ashav. It's not a bracha latola, they're saying something wrong. What's the right? Kam mishum is levorachos, bracha shen tzvicha. It's not a bracha. Why? The lav achi. Hechi samach Rav Yosef, back to Rav Yosef. The halom masid kala brachas kulam. Why would Rav Yosef say, says Tosus over here, that boy, I hope the halacha is like Rav Yehuda that assume is potter, because then I get a great reward. Yeah, you get a great reward, you mafsid all the brachas. You never say a bracha on any mitzvah. Right? You're gonna miss all the brachas. Elamai said Ben Tam. Apparently, he holds that even though he'd be putter, he'd still be able to do the mitzvahs with the bracha. The Mela, what do you see? You see, you can make a bracha anyways, even though you're not chayiv, right? Even though you're totally not chayiv, totally putter. You want to do the mitzvah, do it. You can make it with a bracha. That's what you see from the case of the Summa, and so too with the woman. So it comes out, what does Tosus hold in this Tosus? Yeah, why? Yeah. So according to this Tosus, so wait a second. Let's say the Lundus again. According to Tosus. Rabbeinu Tam brings a ride that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's totally putter from. How do we know? Because evidently he couldn't believe that Rav Yosef would say, I hope I'm not chayav mitzvah, got a better reward. What? Without a bracha? It must be saying a bracha. It must be Rav Yosef would do the mitzvah with the brachas. Okay? And since you see that Rav Yosef said the blind person can do the mitzvahs with the bracha, even though they're not chayav at all, so too. So, right, but the Tosafot says, why would he be happy about that? So evidently he did say the bracha. A woman can also say a bracha on a mitzvah she's potter from. But you see from this Tosus that you're potter even Darbonon. This Tosus seems to be a steer to the other Tosus. Because the whole riot, if we hold like the other Tosus that Lamaisa assumes Chayav Darbonon, that Ravadi can make a bracha, you can't bring a riot to that from that to women, because women who are potter, Darbonon also. A woman's potter from Shofar, let's say, even Darbonon. Now, the mere fact that Rabbeinu Tam brings a riot from Suma to women must mean that Rabbeinu Tam holds that when we say Asuma's potter, it means potter and gas, potter complete. Otherwise, you can't compare it to a woman. Right? You follow? So that's the stickle steer, because before we said, that is not about the steer, the different balei tosis. Okay, but the tosis we said before, the tosis in Rabba Kama, the tosis in Megillah, both said that that which assumes part of it is only deraisa, but the abaron is chayev. But Tosis here assumes not. Otherwise, there's no tushto. There's no way to compare it to the woman. So we know the Yehuda.
Even if I'm like the Rashba, we still get a problem between the two.
But I'm saying Korban Tom lines up the other way. But the Noda Yehuda notes the spira. There's a tshuva in the source number 10. It's a tshuva from the son of the Noda Yehuda. It's printed Noda Yehuda Madur Tinyana Chelak Arachayim Kuf Yud Beis. As the beginning says, it's tshuva miben amachaber. Sometimes dotted through the safe Noda Yehuda. The Rambam, another hood of Tshuva is Tshuva's from his son. Okay, a handful of places. So this is one of them. So he says, Esmo Balayla Yanti Bikushosos Hikshal Divertos. Someone raised the steer and tells him, right? You look on the third line, Ike Mukach with Divertos, the Summa Potter, it's not Darbonon, right? This Tosis in Kedushin sounds like Potter, even Darbonon. Dim Lokane, Echim Divertos, Rai Misumal and Oshim. How can you bring a Raya comparing it to women? Im Summa Chayav Al Koponim, it's Darbonon. Noshim Pturis, Mr. Gama, Darbonon. Not so potim in the bonus, no riot. Okay? So Alabada, the Sula Digam Summa Potim is after the bonus. Quantum in the town, apparently, women are high are potim in the bonus also. Bizel steer the divat tosis atzmon, but that's the steer to the other tosin, but Kamen and Megillah and so on, exactly the way we said it before. That's the kasher. Okay? However, a few lines later he says, Omnom Achar, even Tsas Dylan is died to the power same can't steer with the divat tosis. No, he doesn't give the answer, the chief answer is different by tosis. He says, no, there's no steer altogether. Because in a vada in summa potter column is the rice of Absum Khudabonan, I feel hochi any cholabar chasumitsa. Okay? He says as follows, listen to this wonders. Okay, but that's a kasha on it. But here's what he says. Even if you hold, Latos is consistent. Tos is not like the Rashba. Even a bit of Tom is like Tobitos. That the summa is chayev in mitzvah midrabonan. Yeah, but he's chayev in mitzvah midrabonan, but he still wouldn't be allowed to make a bracha. Why in the world not? So he says, because how do we know altogether that you can make a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan? So here's where he quotes the famous Gemara in Shabbos. We just a few weeks ago finished Hanukkah, right? So the Gemara asks, how can you say a bracha on Ner Hanukkah? Asher kiddushanim sasavet sivan ladlik ner shal Hanukkah or Ner Hanukkah, whatever you must say, right? How do you say a bracha? Heichan sivan. The Gemara says, where does it say anywhere in the Torah? And we say Hashem every night. We get up, we say, blessed are you Hashem who commanded us to light Hanukkah candles. Oh, really? Where? You know, you're not telling me I said a bracha asher kiddushanim alachilus not so good. I can show you a pasuk. But where does it say about Hanukkah? Where does it say? Yeah, there is Hanukkah. So the Gemara says, don't worry, it says in Parsha Shoftim, Lo Sosur. You're not out of veer from the teachings of the rabbis. You have to listen to the Rabbanan. Right? That's the mucker. The other Pasuk Shalavicha, but we'll leave it with Lo Sosur right now. Since it says Lo Sosur, so therefore we have to, therefore you have to say Brachas on Din Rabbanan. But says another Behuda, wait a second. If the Summa is Potter Mikol Mitzvahs, therefore, he's also potter from Lo Sosur. So if he's potter from Lo Sosur, so where can he come, how did he come up saying a bracha? The whole mukra for saying a bracha on a mitzvah d'rabbanan is only because of the pasuk Lo Sosur. Yeah, but the soul is potter from Lo Sosur because he's potter on the rice level. Okay, so therefore, says the...
Potter from Lo Sosur is also?
Oh, very good. Hold the thought. Okay, but that's another Buddha is exactly assuming that. He's another son of another Buddha is assuming. You hear the riot? He says, the whole way we say
bracha... Can he hold it all?
Yeah, that's the problem. That's a logical problem. How does Chiyuv D'Rabbanan take hold at all? If not? So the truth of the matter is the Gemara doesn't really say that Chiyuv D'Rabbanan in general take hold because of Lo Sosur. Maybe there are other Pesukim, Mishmartim, Sishpat, there are other parts. It was a good guy. I don't know. That's something to think about. But in any event, that's the Lumbus Note of the Hood. I'll say it again. He says, even if Tosus is consistent, Tosus holds that Asuma's Potter D'Raisa Chayuv D'Rabbanan, but he didn't make the bracha. No, he's going to make the bracha. I'm sorry, he ordinarily wouldn't make the bracha anyway because he's part of the Lo Sosur. The fact is, now he's on the same level as woman. He would make the bracha, so woman can also make a bracha. Fine. But that point that Yaakov just mentioned is assuming that that when you say assume is potter, now is he potter from the assays, he's potter from the assays. And this already is not so potter. Yeah.
You haven't answered the question, though.
So we'll get back to the how he works out the kasha. Okay, with Tosis. But I just want to show you that Noda Yehuda. Noda Yehuda is based upon this notion that the when we say that a summa is potter from mitzvahs of the Torah, potter means potter nothing, including Lo Sosur. That's the point I want to bring out from there. And not everyone agrees to that. The Prima Gadim for example, has, you know, there's something called the Psicha Kolelis. You look in the Prima Gadol, in the back of the regular Shulchan Aruch, so you see, you know, a lengthy introduction to many very fascinating principles of Psak and categories of who's chayav and what mitzvah is very interesting. So not long ago, they printed it, the more, you know, you look in the Prima Gadol, in the back, it's tiny print. So some of my age already has to be careful, you know, has trouble reading it. It's a tiny, tiny print. We printed the Psicha Kolelis, a nice print, you know. So it's one of the things I try to get, because, you know, it's more readable. So in Chela Gimel of the Psicha Kolelis in Os Choptes, he says, first of all, he says we should know, and Yehuda, you addressed this question before, to Machlokas HaPoskim in Halachak of Yehuda altogether. We'll come back to that point too. Okay, he says, of course, Rabbi Yeruchim says, we don't pass on Yehuda, so we don't pass on Yehuda, fine. Okay, but in the course of this, he says, he brings riots to this, that Afal Gav, I'll read you his lashon that's relevant to us now. Hinei Ra'isi, Afal Gav, the Yehuda Suma Pot Mekala Mitzvahs, Hainu Me'esim. That's a mitzvah asay. La'asos bekum va'asay. That we could tell a sumah he doesn't have to put on tefillin. He doesn't have to, maybe because we were, like Moshe said in that point earlier, we're mekel, we, you know, God can't see. So the mitzvah that requires action will pater from. Halavin, but we're going to tell him now that a sumah can go eat treif, and he can go worship of a zara, and he can go steal. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So halavin and atar mitzvah shalol lavor. That is mitzvah rather shalol lavor. That for certainly the sumah is obligated. That's the position of the Prima Gadol. That he, so therefore the raya of the Nodav Yehuda goes away now. Because the whole Nodav Yehuda's yisod was he's not chayev in the brachas d'abonah, because he's potter from mitzvahs, he's potter from losasar too. Not so fished. The Gadol says he's not going to be potter from losasar because he's chayev in all lavin. That's also the position of the Turei Evan that we do have on the sheet, the Turei Evan and Megillah, on that same sugya, the Avchav Dalam and Aleph. Turei Evan says, Ksas Koshali, the Yehuda, the potter, sumi kala mitzvahs, hechayev shal chayev d'abonah. He asks the question you ask. How can you be, forget the brachas, how can you be chayv d'abonon altogether? How can the Tosu say, well, he's potum in the rise, he's chayv d'abonon? What do you mean? How come you d'abonon ask mechu alav de losa? So not like I told you before. And the Tari Evan answers your way. And he said, Tari Evan is by the Shagasai, right? He asked, on McGill and other stuff. So he says, the whole chayv d'abonon is based on losa. Or ashal avicha, egecha, fine. So he says, we have to look
at the question on the Ramban.
Yeah.
What? That's not right. To do with the Ramban.
Right, the Sarsar's base,
If you don't have the lot of food,
what do you have? Yeah.
How do you have?
Right. That's so in the second
the answer will be the same answer.
Yeah.
That there has to be some kind of...
Right. I wasn't going to bring that up. Ramban will come to it. But Turi Evan says is the same idea. He says, Avamanda Potter on the third line, I'm sorry. Look at the last one. We'll skip right to the last one. Ef Shalomar. We'll save some time. Last line of the three of them is printed here. In source 12. The Ef Shalomar. The heart of Yehuda Potter and Sumi called Mitzvah Natara. Eina Ela Mitzvah Saseh. Davi Kumba Saseh. Mitzvah Losa says Chayim Natara. Okay. Im Kein Chal Alav Takanas Chachamim. Shrei Muzar Alav. Losa Sir. That's the Prima Gadol, and that's the Torah. Everybody agrees with the Prima Gadol. I brought it for Rabbi Kiva Eger, at least three different places says the same thing. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, in the next source, Shulchan Aruch says, your day is Simon Aleph Sif Tes, Suma lo yishot lechatchila. Can a Suma be a Shochet? Okay, let's assume the guy was a Shochet for so many years, he knows it, he can do it, he can do it asleep, or he can do it blind, right? Blindfold. Whatever the case is, it says lo yishot lechatchila. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Suma lo yishot lechatchila, elim kein achem ron or so. But, vim shochat lo, shochat shchitos sekser, shchitos kosher. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in his Chiddush on the Shulchan.
What do you mean, low Chiddush?
No, that's Lamed Vav. It's a footnote. Yeah.
No.
Shchitos Ekser. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger in his commentary there on the page in the Yerodei Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says in Shvatz, he never davers there lo matzino shum cholek. No one argues. Okay. Now he says according to Rabbi Yeruchim, that's Rashi and Vav. It means Rabbi Yeruchim in the Pesukim quoter. The Choshesh Talacha Yehuda holds Talacha Yehuda the Suma Potim Mitzvahs. Ramban brings it. The Meiler Roy Loma the Shechita Suma having a veil. Wait a second. How could the Shechita be kosher? Gave him the Ena Mitzuma Al Zvicha. We have a rule that in order to be kosher as a Shochet, you have to be a Bar Zvicha. It means the dinim of kashrus have to apply to you. That's why Goy Shechita is no good. Oh, what's the one thing? You have to be a Bar Zvicha. It says it was a Vach to Vachalta. Right? You shech to eat. Okay. So says the Bikiva Eger. So how could he be a Bar Zvicha? The answer is yeah, because it's a love process. He says, Tarach Lomar, the heart, the seal of Yehuda, the suma patim mitzvah, I don't rock mitzvah, asiyos, asayis. Our love and mitzvah, therefore, also lechob, l'shchitu mikrav, asiyos. He's not allowed to eat the trades either, in the veil either. So therefore, it's chayim. Same thing, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but in Shuvah, Sibi Kiv Eger, Madur Kamasim, Kuf Samach Tes, he says again, at the beginning of the Shuvah, Yesh Lion, or Lamad, that is the Pakti, Lev Yehuda, the Svirle, the Sum Patr, in the Kovak, Mechuy, Bechol Alavin, Rak Masios Patr, and he brings various rayas from different Rishon, other sources. One of them is the fact that he can make a brocha, and that's all based on Lo Sosur, so apparently, that may, Allah Karchach, the Chayav, Lavin, Sibi Kiv Eger, okay, and then he says, he quotes that Tori Avenue, we mentioned before. Fine, and he says it again in another tshuva, Madur Tinyana Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, Omna Madaina Shafak Mitzad, Vihine Yesh Mokum Sofek of Yehuda, the Shirle Babakamada Pezayim, the Summa Pastor and Mithus, in Pastor God Mitzal Osaso, the Pastor Akhmus Osay, while Nero and his Dieti Ryan and the Veritosis, that you say, Drabon your Chayiv, Savada, is because of Los Osak, that's all the same lumber. So certainly a group of prominent, the Pergadim, the Tuyevan, and the Kineger, they all hold that this tour of Rabbi Huda for Sumas only on Asay, not on Los Asays. But for the sake of being complete, we have to note that not every holds like that. The Rosh makes a statement in Kiddushin Perak Aleph, it is a Simon Mempes. The Rosh makes a statement. He says, "Umashachivu sumo drabonon the ish of tula gama hanu tamishum da mimim bar chiyuva." You know, he's from the male species, so he's chayel. Or oh, tzalira kavoshen or noig b'tarsi stroll. All the other reason he's not. Otherwise, it'll look like he's not part of the Jewish people if we're going to exempt him from everything. But women are different. Fine. So on the Rosh, I don't have the fun to take my word for it, in the back of the Rosh, you have the Radawa.
So let's say he's part of the Jewish people, not part of the Jewish people, because...
Again, you're asking back to the Rosh, right?
It goes back to the circle of Lachim.
Right.
I know what it means.
Yeah.
It falls back to the top of the stage. Impossible that they examined him, because then there will be no distinction between him and a Goy.
Right.
So in Mela, that also impinge on the question of the Bracha. He is not Radna Mitzuveh,
right,
as a Mitzuveh of, they give him kind of a Sogat Margel,
right, so this is my question.
They give him a title.
Right, but you're saying
it's not
a
Mitzuveh.
So if you say that, so are Brachos part of our Revus of Klal Yisrael?
Yes, actually the Behuda talks about that a little bit also in that longer tshuva. I didn't print the whole tshuva. But they talk about whether Arvus and whether that compares to the women, that whole issue of Arvus
and women. And does the Summa have a Inyan Arevus?
So let's see.
Because
let's see.
Even if he himself is not Arevus to others, Arevus
right,
then
so
to him, and then it's reflected to others,
yeah,
that are to him.
That's a very good aura. That's exactly what Behuda talks about with women. We've discussed that in the past. So, I was making Kiddush with the wife and the Dogum Revolver. It's by the same person, the Behuda. Commentary on Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kiddush says that no, based on a Rosh, there's no Arivus for women. It's an important question. We may come back to something that touches on it. But there's a commentary on the Rosh, Radal, David Lutzad, is printed in the back, it's after the Marsha. So he says on this Rosh, he says, forgive me, but it appears from the Rosh, the way he learns the Rosh, and it'll be shown that no, they're high, they're putter from Hasays and Los Hasays. After all, that's the pastus in the language of the Gemara, right? And we go back to the first source, the original source, or second source, Daf Pezayin. Potom Mikol Mitzvah Samuris Patal. The Gemara never made a chiluk. And furthermore, he says the Radal, according to Tosus, and with the Rosh, what the Rosh, what do you mean he's going to be like a goy? No, he won't. He's got 365 lavin to keep. So what do you worry? He's going to be a goy. He's got plenty of things that are going to distinguish him from a goy. So you see the pastus in that statement,
huh?
Right, lumps and everything together. So the with deference to to the Prima Gadam and to the Tereva and to the Kivager, the pastus is, you could argue very cogently that he's Chayat Potter and everything. In fact, there's a sefer called the Sefer HaMachria. That's the next door. Sefer HaMachria is from the Tosus Rid, beside the triangle. Tosus Rid. The Sefer HaMachria, he says, Ein lo havi raim en asun dafa gav de bihuda potter som ikomis om avatar midu abonon, avatar midu abonon, avatar midu abonon, a different angle. Listen to this one. The Tosus Rid says, You know, you're not allowed to add on mitzvahs, right? That's called baltosif. And there's always a concern when the rabbanon make a mitzvah, is it a problem baltosif? For example, the Gemara in Megillah says that when they were talking about adding the mitzvah of Purim, you know, the mitzvahs of Purim, when Esther and Mordechai proposed to the Sanhedrin to add the mitzvahs of Purim, what do you mean? The Gemara says there were 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'os and no one ever added any mitzvahs. We can't add any, right? The whole issue of how Purim and, you know, that the famous Sugya Megillah was a tough Yudal, I think, right? So says the Machria, listen, he says, wait a minute, that's only a problem if you're commanded to follow Baltosif. But if you're not commanded to follow Baltosif anyway, because you're putter in the mitzvah, so you can add as much as you like. You can do tons of things, right? So he says, that's what it means, lo mifkar huba Baltosif. Ve'ekeven she'en kanis ha Baltosif, motzer rabbonin shafir l'chiyumhe, rabbonin can say, do all the mitzvahs, no problem Baltosif. Right? Again, it's a twist the other way, but what do you see from the Machria? You're putter in Baltosif, why? Because you're putter from the Latin too. So, yeah, I got
you. When you're putter from mitzvahs, if you're doing it, no one usually looking at the body. If does mitzvahs, baltosif? No, he's violating, I don't know,
But here he's zero, so what are you violating?
That's my point. Oh. A little baltosif is a little strange. If you're putter from a mitzvah, in any form of locha, to do it is not baltosif? Maybe latala, but you wouldn't call it baltosif.
No, but here it's being imposed on you. I want to impose it on you. That's the idea. They did it. There's a mistake. Okay, but anyway, the Tosvit is a Rishon. So I'm not saying. I thought when I first saw it, I was a little surprised also. But again, what you see is he holds. What you can argue about the Baltosif point, but he holds that you're part of Nalavin also. Now I didn't bring it with me, but it's not on the sheets. But there's the Machri was reprinted again. It's got footnotes. The person with the footnotes, he finds it very strange. Again, Henry's question. What are you telling me? The guy can worship Ahur Zorah too? Can he treif? Can he do Chal Shabbos? I mean, it's very hard. The question remains. We'll come back to it again. We'll get back to it. We will. I'm just showing you others. The Maknen Kiddushin. Right? The Maknen is from the Bala Floor, important Sefer and Kiddushin. Really, it's called the Sefer HaMikno, right? Based on a Pasuk. But in Yeshivas, they call it the Maknen, so we'll call it the Maknen also. So the Maknen Kiddushin also says, commenting on that Tosus, how does he bring a riot to women and so on? You look at the second line, V'chevan, he says a different thing. You know why he can make a bracha? We asked the question before, now we come back, Yosef, to your point. Okay, and the Rebbe doesn't say this, but the Machmas says, he says, you know why it's okay for him to make a bracha? Because what's the problem with making a bracha that you're not supposed to make? Flosisa, right? Says the Machmas, okay, but he's not Metzuvah Flosisa. So go ahead and say whatever brachas you want. Okay, because not Metzuvah Flosisa. That's the Machmas. He says, Kevin Shein Amuzra Alosa, Losayach Belosisa. Okay, so they can... But again, you see, the Machmas also identified with that position that you're potter even from the lava. Now, you don't have...
Nobody says that the issue with women making the bracha is Losisa.
Right, because they're for Shulchai. Because they're for Shulchai.
No, woman in mitzvah says as man goma.
Yeah. Oh, you mean...
The discussion is whether they can make a bracha. The Sfaradim, right. The Rambam.
Yeah, not because of Losisa. That's because of Sivana, right.
It's Sivanu.
Right.
It's not Lodifa. I mean,
okay. Well, that's more or less, Noda Behuda says...
The Rebbein Tam seems to be beforehand that. He seems to be...
Yeah, because he linked it. He linked it.
He's against people who were saying that.
Yeah. So let's take a look, because I wanted to see a few more sources. Noda Behuda, in that same tshuva later on, says you could come up with a different reason. You can still maintain, again, you know, to go back, so one could argue that, again, they're chayiv d'rabbanan, asuma, or they're chayiv in the lav, and say, how can you make a bracha? So you can come up with this idea, there's no lo sisa. Noda Behuda has another thing, and this is the idea. Al-kain tzarech lomar, da'afo pichin yochal asuma l'varach lomar sher kiddushanu, af shehu ena mitzvah, and this relates to women too, mikol makom, ho'il v'chayiv, Chol Yisrael mitzuvim, gam hu yachol amasher kiddushanu. V'lo mitam arvus, Henry, you're not because of arvus, the cave in the sum of potter, we call our mitzvahs, the chukum ela ain't of arvus, but you can say mitzivonu. You know why? Mitzivonu goes on what?
The fact.
Chol Yisrael, right? The Chol Yisrael. I happen to, a woman could say a bracha for that reason too. She's potter, so why? She's saying mitzivonu, because Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah, right? And therefore, you could say, again, we call it just like women. After Shapar, Ochicha, Tos, and Noshin of Archos, that's a man of Tom's Raya. So that's the territory you can give in terms of that, even if you want to insist. And even if you want to continue to insist that they're potter from everything, they're potter from all the Losas is also, you know, there's no losas and everything else, but still, they can make a bracha perhaps for that reason. The Chidor, in one of his Svarim, and I am Zocher, in the Yair Ozen is called Marechas Samech Oschop. He quotes in the Ben Yishaya in the Sefer Machria, and he says Afilu Kema Dechayv the Lavan of Das Atosus Shaper Kozulayim Nirka Goy Dikim Alavan of the Shev Altais Veinu Mikra Shi Yisrael. He mentioned something else. I'm sorry. He quotes that Tosus Rid, but he also mentions the Kasha which we asked the Radal, and we asked, wait a second. If he's chayiv and all the lavin, so what is Tosus worried about that, you know, that he's going to be like a goy? He's got plenty of things that make him not like a goy. So he quotes, well, not so fast. Maybe it's because the fact that they're all shev al tais, it's not as noticeable. They're all passive, right? Or low says, but definitely something you don't do. So could be a goy also won't do this, right? But could be, you can't tell that it's for that reason. I'm sorry, I should have mentioned that before. I just wanted to mention on this. Now, the fact of the matter is, it appears from the Gemara that we should not think, and this is the point, and really I'll get to in a second, towards the end, maybe something that Rav Asher Weiss mentions in his here in the Parashas Vayechi. Because the truth is, getting back, what's this idea again? How can you say what is he, not a bar das? As we know that a chayr shoter of a cotton, for example, they're putter. We're saying that about a suma also. It's very hard to say. Why? Because there's a Mishnah Gittin, source number 23, Mishnah Gittin, Afkhov Gimel Aleph, Hakol Sherin Lahavias Haget, anyone can be a Shriach to deliver a get, Chutz mi Cheres Shotz Vakotten, Asuma Vod Kochovim. Mentions Cheres Shotz Vakotten, okay, and Asuma, and Ovi Kochovim. So Gemara says, on that same Daf, Chov Gimel and Aleph and Gittin, the Gemara lumping together, Bishlama Cheres Shotz Vakotten, Zilav B'nei Deyaninu. I understand the Cheres Shotz Vakotten can't deliver get because they don't have das, they don't have the intellectual ability to be chayev and to be shlichem and so on and so forth. Ovi kochav nami do haber teru, go you understand also. El asuma amaylo, why not a blind person? The Gemara gives an answer, Amar Sheshis, who was blind, but he's any of them, and me knows, well, me knows no. He doesn't know who he's getting it from, who he's giving it to, what kind of shliach. He doesn't know who the mishalef is and who the recipient is, so you can't see. But what do you see from that Gemara? You see that the Gemara did not lump Suma together with Cheres Shotz Vakotten and say he's not a Bardas.
No, not even.
Okay, that is a Bardas.
No, more than that. If he's not lumped together with a Goy.
Or the Goy, right, there's no Chivim altogether. That's a little good. So the Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach in the next source.
I think the Suma is a Bardas here, but not Chayim Mitzvahs.
So you can get married, that's a good question. Again, I'll relate to this question. I'll relate to this question, because the Bar Terah means you should have something. So now we're going to come, maybe we'll see. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach in the next source, it's Chuvas Mincha Shlomo, it's Chelek Beis, Simon Nun Ches, Madur Tanyan, Simon, in this edition, Nun Ches, I have a Simon Nun Gimel.
This question is a powerful question, because it's us for a woman to marry him.
Right. Feel like a god, yeah. So you have to say, has some Kedusha, that's what we're going to get to that. We'll get to that, that's what the Basha Weiss talks about. Before I get to him, just want to show the Mincha Shlomo, again, in different editions, there's different arrangements. And my edition was Chelek Beis, Simon Nun Gimel, Os Aleph. Yitzchak found it in this edition, Simon Nun Ches, whatever it is. He says, Hine b'chol mitzvahs drabonan shechiyuv melosos, so yesh la'ayin b'sumah, alibi de bihuda apotcham and mitzvahs. Okay, and many hold that his chayim, he potter even from the lavin. And he quotes them, Tosus and fine. He says, what does it mean? And Abihuda asks, so how can you make a bracha? So he says about four lines, five lines down, Ela shebizan el es daiti, the kemosha das harbe rishonim, the ishi yachol avrocha, mitzvah seh shazan goma, the eichom eres et sivano, harayna mitzvah kal afilu dabonan, al karchav tahau dohi, and now we're getting to something, lo al achiv shehi mitzvah bo, rak al etzem, like you said before, you said it's a fact, rak al etzem hagilu, isha kodesh baruch hu, gilu alonu mitzvah zu. He's being moda that a kodesh baruch hu gave us this mitzvah. Now, I think, what do you see from here? He does have some Kedushas Yisrael. He has to. You know, in other words, we're saying that he, even though he may be technically potter, even from Lavin, but he's still a Jew. He still has some Shaychas to be Moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us this mitzvah. And the Chanukah is a separate thing. Fine. It's a Venera Borah, the last two lines. That's a general rule. The Lav Zen Nemar L'chol Adam Shiesh Bodas. Bein Cotton, Bein God. That's a powerful statement, as Shlomo Zalman says. Lo Sosser is not a technical mitzvah. It's a general mitzvah that applies to anyone who's a Jew. He can be a cotton also, and Lo Sosser applies to him, as long as he has a bar das. And we just proved before that a suma is a bar das. So you see from Shlomo Zalman, I think, is that there is this notion that the person, the guy's got to have something. He has to have some kedusha. So Rosh Weiss writes,
I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah,
that you cannot make him a goy.
Mamas, right. So that's what.
And there are different levels. There's the level of a Jew, and even a Jew is obligated
but
mitzvot and does not maintain
but
the
mitzvot, right?
He has the status of the Jew.
So let's
then
look at Rashi Weiss.
Lifted up.
That's the joke. You know, it says in the ritual, we didn't have enough faith. The ritual says, otherwise it would be like a goy gomer. So the old joke is, what's the difference between a goy and a goy gomer? I mean, what's the difference? The answer is because usually a goy gomer is a Jew. anyway.
So before we go, why isn't Pashit in the Pasuk?
Why isn't?
That's the silver in the Pasuk. He's not a little Pato. Take Yaakov as the...
As example, yeah.
What happens? Kavdo Enoch. What
right,
does he do afterwards?
He's in brachas and
the whole Klal Yisrael is
comes in there on those brachas.
On those brachas.
Interesting point.
And Menashe, and actually Reisman gave a share. You know why Menashe is because he had the bracha of Yosef and he was
right.
able to be so remove himself from chait or Ephraim was good. So the whole brachas when it came on the fact that it was
okay. I mean again, b'chorim on Torah. Fine. Let me just read a few more things. Rosh Weiss writes, it's given Saman Ches. He says has a ha'aris b'chi of sumim mitzvahs. He says, but Rosh Gimel says emes near the kashim od liftor sumim milosa said the atu yala das to adam yisrael shubar das. Yavu Rav Rezorov, Yavu Ala Erva, right? Vihara Chaver Beheter, right? Ein Zed Domal Cher Shuv Chosh Enem B'nei Das. I will assume the Chulam Ahav B'nei Das, like he quotes the Gemara Gittin that we mentioned before. He quotes that Sefer Mechriya, so he basically, he says that Avada, he has to keep, okay, all of the things which define a person as Jewish. In other words, he says, Rogel Aisi Lomar, the Afim Suma Potter Milosasa, even according to those who Potter Milosasa, Kemosha Mashmi Pastos Osho Rishonim, like those Rishonim that we mentioned, Ein Ze Eleb Mitzvos Protios Umusiamos. That's only certain specific anagas. Avo Bemitzvos Kolias, we saw those Hadas, Kegon Emuna Saichud, Uchadome Chayev. Anything which is fundamental to the religion, that's your chayev. Now, again, he doesn't elaborate, but he's clearly saying there is kedushas yisrael. He solves other kashas with that, but he says he brings a strickle raya. He says that he's after makabal amachus shamayim and things like that that are kodesh baruch hu. And he talks about something that he talks about the rotzon Hashem. Rav Rosh always has a difference between the chiyuvim and the rotzon Hashem. That's one of his. He didn't make it up. It's one of the things he likes to talk about a lot. So he says here too. Chayav, he say hagavah atzmicha suma shenigal eva kodesh baruch hu tziva v'halos beno laola ati yomer sumani potim mitzvos. Because after all, whatever he doesn't give the example. You give the same thing. We say Yaakov, all the mitzvahs not Jewish. Doesn't make sense. El abor de eno potter el mechal mitzvah tarva chayvu lasos ritzono shagila lo ritzono. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu reveals his will, which he does to the Torah that you have to keep. The in kain kishetzivu chama asuma lekayim zator havezek ilu nigla lo Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Right, as if there was a real Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's his point. There's one or two other final ha'oras. One thing. He refers later on an Os Hay to a Mor Nevuchim, where the Rambam says that a Suma is Choser Bahasoga. He's missing certain, intellectual, but it's interesting to talk about. But anyway, I just want to finish up with a couple of points. First of all, just the Minchas Elazar raises a question that, it's almost like a Minchas Kinefai question, but this is in Chuvah's Minchas Elazar, Chelek Bey, Simon Yudalad. He said, I was wondering, that which Tosus says that they're Chayev and Drabanans, okay, after the summa after potter mitzvah will be hudam come up with the baron chai the mitzvah say in a yeshli stopik in chiyuva rabbanon gam mitzvah rabbanon that which Tosa says that the summa is chayv drabbanon in drabbanon too.
That's
or is that like the
woman of two mitzvot that says one gama b'derabanan?
Right. So he says, or is it lechori yeshomer kaven the zel ba'atzul takanta kemosha kasu atosus kedoshe lo yeh kenachri? So that's only by derises. A mitzvot derabanan have a kain takanta le takanta. Right. So that's just again he says the other way. He brings the other side. But it's an interesting question. Also, I just want to mention the minchas chinuch. In Mitzvah Beis Os Chafei says, we don't have it on the page, but Minchas Chinuch says also, and again it goes back to the point you said about Erva and about all this stuff, Minchas Chinuch says, it seems that Moshe Feinstein discussed in the Chavosos, I didn't put it on the pages, less, the Shevnes Zenoch, for sure, Right? You can't say less than a seventh. That doesn't do either. The seventh day Noach doesn't have to do either. This can't happen.
It's in the language
okay.
of the,
huh? What's that?
The language of the Michas Chen of the
But I'm saying it's at least called the Mitzvah. Okay, Mitzvah Skinner says even if you're potter, you know, for all the mitzvahs, including the lavin, but not serve as the Noach.
Goy that keep sharing of the Noach. Can say Asher Kedishan
I don't know, probably not. But we gave other reasons. He's still higher. He's higher than a guy. He's still higher. He's still higher. Let me just end by noting the following. How do we? This whole discussion was a pilpul within the sheet of Yehuda. So Yehuda over there asked Akasha, how do we know we pass like Yehuda? And then Chanami, that's a big question. The Chidor in the Pesach Einayim, which is the sefer on Maseches in the Erev Bava Kama, says to Machlokes Rishonim, Rabbi Yerucham passed like Yehuda. He quotes that the Radvaz, Rabbi Yerucham is in the Siv Yud Gimel. The Radvaz quotes. He quotes two tshuvas chelakah. He doesn't think Tosus does. Got Maharshal, the Amshul Soma, cause of the Ein Raya, the Mordechai, that one's against it. However, he quotes that he holds that the Aguda, who was one of the Shonim, the Sefer Aguda, I have at home, says he holds is Allah like Yehuda, and he said the Aguda usually follows Tosus and the Mordechai. Okay, and therefore maybe tells them the machokas we've shown him. The mice I have on the sources, the Shulchan Aruch writes in the 32, we wrap up with this mamish, to the Shulchan Aruch, Orchaim, Simon Nun Gimel, Sif Yodalad, 32,
huh?
Yeah, we'll skip Rabbi Yaakov Emden, because he's Mechalik, he said, Yaakov Emden is a tremendous Kiddush. He says that, the other way, he said a Suma who was born a Suma, there's no machokas, even though I'm born in a Greeter Behuda. But you're potter. That's a chiddush. Okay, Rasha talks about that a little bit, but not for now. We're out of time. But
there's no verse.
Mom, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it's still a father's
seed.
But I don't know. But
know that if he goes past, he grows up.
Yeah, he becomes his own obligation. Let's just finish up because it's late. I just want to mention the Shulchan Aruch says. Or Chaim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Yudalad Suma Yorid Lifnat Teva Suma can be a chazan. Suma can serve as a chazan, a chaber paskin, uvavad shal yikra b'torah. But he can't lane, because that's dvarim shirichsav, yatar shalom b'al peh. There's a famous tshuva about that, where that applies today, because today, can you get an aliyah? There's a tshuva in the Masas Bin Yamin, who was blind, a very, very moving tshuva. He became blind later in life, and he said, I cannot accept that I can't have an aliyah anymore. He said,
Aviyosef himself was the one that was
reading
the Agada.
Right.
There's a point to say that dvarim shirichsav is not applying to a suma.
Interesting. But I don't remember whether the Masav Yom is a long, long tshuva. What about that? What about 10 pages?
It's reverse logic.
Yeah. But I didn't put the Masav Yom on the sheets because we have 10 more sheets. It's a long, long tshuva.
Because he's out of tshuva so he can be over the Easter.
No, it doesn't apply.
No, the entity of Zishim Echtav.
Because it's called Kol Arola Bila. Because since he couldn't, bring that up.
But that's for himself, but for the rest of the cloud that's listening, the chiv is to listen to someone's
Mishabura. Okay. Let's just finish. So the Mishabura Paskins, not like a Behuda, and the whole discussion here was a Shita Dechuya. Again, the Mishabura Paskins, Mechai V'chol Mitzvah Meratar, the Kaimon Karbonon the Behuda, and goodbye. We pass on Karbonon, look in the Shara Tzion, Oslamet Hei, that's the Bach, the Magan Avram, the Pichodesh, the Gro, pretty heavy duty people. They all say we pass on like not like a Behuda, and assume it's definitely Chayiv and all the Mitzvahs. Again, some hold the other way. I just want to finish up, because the question is, really, and this is a Shia by itself, another time, how do we define a Summa? The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva in Ebn Ezra Chelek Beis Simen Tzadi Beis. What if a person, how much do you not see? And how do we define not seeing?
Legally
right?
blind.
Legally blind, you can see something. So he discusses, really talking about someone who doesn't hear, but he says, if you hear or see something, then you wouldn't be in that category. And the Shus Yaakov, which is the last tshuva you can take, because she told me I want to read it, raises a very, very fascinating question. What if you can see just fine with glasses? Okay, but without the glasses, you can't see too much.
Legally blind.
That's what I'm saying. That's the tshuva of the Shus Yaakov. It's the last source printed.
That's
later,
because he was in the 1600s.
Yeah, he was early. But that's what he says. Those read inside Lafida. He refers to Bate Einayim, Shakar and Beloshkanaz and Bril. braille. It's probably the same with Yiddish and German. It's braille, it's glasses. It's a braille. You know, is that mamash like you've seen? They discuss in general, what if you see something through glass? Is that called seeing? That's a shaila. The question comes, you can say kirshavona through a window and so on. Is that called seeing? What if you see the, you know? So that's what he talks about, not true, but his conclusion is that it's, you know, that people read with glasses, chazanim read that nobody ever protested, and evidently you're not called a sumah. So all you're wearing glasses, you're okay. Okay.
With glasses?
Yeah, that he talks about that a little bit. He says, what's doing something to derech zechuchis? You know, seeing something through glass. And it's one of the things he talks about is seeing the levana. He talks about that. That he talks about is aspaklar mira. Anyway, it's late. I don't want to go through the whole tshuva. You can take a look at it. His conclusion is, we'll read it. He says, everything is okay. The low commits, you know, lo shamatim olam potzer per mitzvatev. I never heard anyone complain about it. So, right. So you cannot consider suma if you're wearing glasses.
What's the common denominator between suma? Mitzua,
yeah.
Ani,
yeah, there's some initials or something. Gone.
I think the common denominator, I had it once, is that they are not able to contribute to society.
Right, yeah, people say that, sure. Yeah.
So
right.
The worst of all of them is Suma. Right. Ani, he cannot give, but he gets.
Right,
so
right.
Getting is also contribution.
Right, right.
And Mitzua is isolated.
Right.
And it's not because
not
of
anybody,
it's
yeah.
because of the outside.
Right.
So, Mela, the point here is that you cannot say that the Shanu Betzivanu.
Oh, because you're not part of it.
Mitzvah,
not because the Marv is.
It's Betzavta.
Together.
Mitzvah
okay,
is the society.
Good.
And Mela, that's
you're
the
not
point
part of
here.
The society.
But
good.
He wants to do that. Let him be.
You don't say. Okay, anyway, just some insights into Suma. Again, Lamaisa, most people pass him like, you know, the Suma's higher than Mitzvah anyways. But at least we have this on interesting side.
Mr. Boa makes a picture between one who is blind in one eye.
Yeah.
Even one eye.